ஓம் சாந்தி. Are you happy to be in Madhuban? On behalf of the team for the January program, I would like to welcome you to this first session that we're having, and appropriately, it's on the Murli. My name is Mary. I'm from the United States. And we thought that for January, simplicity is really the word for the January program, simplicity. There are other times of the year where the program is very rich and full and sophisticated. But in January, should I wait? Yes. So while we're waiting, I'll just ask you, what did you really love about the Murli this morning? Anybody can answer. What did you really love from the Murli this morning? Sweet like saccharin. Yeah, sweeter than saccharin.
Is this a time for studying our own memories
of happiness? This is a time of settling all accounts, and then we will only have thoughts of happiness, to actually know where happiness comes from. That it's a simple process. You follow the process, and like Baba said, success is guaranteed if you follow the steps properly. Anybody need alguien necesita traducción en español, de español, a español? Tengo problemas con mis preposiciones. Sí. No hacen sentido en ninguna lengua. Okay, so we don't need Spanish translation. All right. A short time ago in the Murli, Shiv Baba asked the question, what is it that Brahma Baba loves the most? Murli, right. And the English translation was, you should love what Brahma Baba loves. I don't speak Hindi, but my sense is in Hindi, you don't need the word should. It's simply, we do love. We're the children of Brahma. And we love what Brahma loves. And this season in January in Madhuban is really about to enjoy the things that Brahma Baba loved and enjoyed. And we're going to start with the Murli. Following in the footsteps of Brahma by enjoying the nectar of knowledge that is in the Murli every day. And Murli, of course, is the foundation of our life every day. We listen to Murli every morning. However, usually, what happens after we listen to the Murli? What do you do next? What's next on your daily timetable after listening to the Murli? Sharing the points, right. And then what do you do, most of you? Breakfast, and then what? Breakfast is how long? An hour? 10 minutes? In the U.S., people eat breakfast at their desk because they have to start work so soon. So you either have to run off to work, or you go to school, or you're taking care of your children, and you don't really have a lot of time to absorb the Murli. So Brahma Baba set up this system 60 years ago in Madhuban of using the time that people had in Madhuban to really absorb the Murli all day long. Oh, they're back. And this is what we're going to do today. Nobody has to go to work. Your children are taken care of. And so we're going to luxuriate in the nectar of knowledge, just absorbing the Murli, just like Brahma Baba, just like the system that Brahma Baba created. So we're going to play a little bit as we do this. One important way to follow Brahma Baba is that Brahma Baba felt that every single point of the Murli was for him. Every single point was for him. And this, of course, is how he got to be number one. If I feel half the points of the Murli are for me, then I'll come at the end of the Golden Age or the beginning of the Silver Age. But for him, every point was directly for him. It pierced his heart like an arrow. So we can listen to the Murli like this today. And we're going to follow a process of churning the Murli. We use this word churning, but really churning isn't just one activity. It's a whole series of steps. The first step, of course, is to listen and absorb. It's a very special way of listening. The second step is to reflect and revise. A third step, this is optional, not everybody does this, reflect and revise. The third, which as I said, not everybody does this, but the third is to record, which means to take notes, to somehow put down somewhere so I can come back to it later. The fourth step, which somebody mentioned and Baba tells us to do every day, is to share. Share with great joy, spiritual intoxication. The fifth step, we can do this at work, is to practice. And then out of that, the sixth step is to realize. Baba talked today about being a spinner of the discus of self-realization. And one way of looking at spinning this discus is to go through these six steps of the Murli. We end with realize. So some of these steps we'll practice now. Some of them are for later today. And Baba often tells us that at our spiritual birth, each one of us received the gift of a divine intellect. It's a very beautiful and invaluable gift. But the gift has to be developed. And churning the Murli is the method that Baba gave us to make our divine intellect strong and clean and clear. And Brahma Baba's intellect became so strong and clean and clear that by the end he hardly had to say anything because of his daily love for and dedication to the Murli. We're going to go back in time. We'll use our imagination a little bit today. And what I would like you to imagine is that it's somewhere now in the early 60s. And you are in Madhuban, what we now call Pandavabhavan. Maybe you're a resident, maybe you came to do service for a month, but anyways, you're there. And this morning, you were in the building we now call History Hall, and you heard this Murli spoken for the very first time in 5,000 years. You were there. Baba and Mama were sitting in the front on their little gaddis. The hall was pretty much the same as it is now, except there were no photographs. But there were these teaching paintings which Baba had created in the front, which Baba often refers to in the Murli. They were right there in the front of the classroom. You're sitting on the floor. You're sitting in the front, the very front row, right in front of Baba. And you're watching, you're listening very carefully. Every word of the Murli is coming right at you. You had that experience just this morning. This is how you got the Murli, straight from Bap Dada's mouth. And after Murli, you had breakfast, just as we do at home. And then after breakfast in Madhuban, there were chores to be done. Everybody had some kind of a chore. So think about yourself, you in Madhuban in the early 1960s. What chore might you have? Oh, a chore. A chore is like a job. Yeah, like a little job that you do every day. So one chore might be doing the laundry. Sister Chandru loves telling stories about how they had to do the laundry. You had to get a big bar of soap and you had to grate it on a grater over a big bucket of dirty clothes and water and you had to put it on the fire, and she tells the story really dramatically. After breakfast, everyone has something to do. So what are you doing? Laundry, maybe you're cleaning rooms. Maybe you're repairing buildings. Maybe you're cooking. Maybe you're cleaning the pots. What chore might you have in Madhuban? Think of a chore, a task, or a job for yourself. And we know that all of these chores or jobs in Madhuban were very light because it was churning time. Everybody was lost in the Murli. Just as they are today, the atmosphere is very light because all of the Navasis are lost in the Murli. As the hands do the work, the intellect becomes divine by churning the knowledge. Now back to you. You start your task or your job, and your intellect immediately goes to this Murli that you heard this morning. And the first thing that you might do is tell yourself, what was the main essence of the Murli? And what you tell yourself might be very similar to the essence that we were given in class this morning. And that was, sweet children, you have come to this study place to make your fortune elevated. You have the great honor of studying with the incorporeal Father and becoming kings of kings. You remind yourself what the main point of the Murli was. Sweet children, you have come to this study place. Imagine this place up in the mountains is a study place, a pathshala, a university, to make your fortune elevated. You have to study with the incorporeal Father and become kings of kings. Two sentences and so many amazing experiences that we can have. And I would like you to just be in the study place, experiencing Madhuban as a study place to make my fortune elevated. I didn't pay any fees, I didn't take any entrance exams, And here I am, becoming a king of kings. And I'm studying with God, who just told me he's my father. Study place. Feel yourself to be in a study place. And therefore, feel yourself to be a student who has really passed the highest entrance exam in history. You have passed. You are here. You are studying with God. And you are becoming, why are you in Madhuban? You are becoming kings of kings. Each one of us is becoming a king of kings. So first, to begin to understand this, we think about this me who is becoming this. I am a point of light. All souls are points of light, but I am a special point of light because I am becoming a king of kings. Take a few minutes to see yourself as a special soul. Feel yourself, experience yourself as a special soul who is becoming a king of kings, the highest of all kings. You, the soul, are becoming this by studying with God. And see what your virtues are as a king of kings. See what your qualities are. See what your dreams for the future are. You can make notes if you like in your notebook, but it's not necessary. Take a few moments to see yourself this way, an incorporeal soul, a point of light, who is studying in order to become the highest of all kings that history will ever know. What are your virtues that ordinary kings don't have, but you have? As a king of kings, what is your attitude towards this task or job or chore that you're doing? Mm-hmm. as a king of kings, how do you see the other embodied souls around you, your fellow students? What do you see when you look at one of them? As a king of kings, what kind of thoughts would you like to have today? What do kings think about? And now we will reflect on some of the points from today's Murli. Now that we have understood who we are, we're souls, we're points of light, we're students at the highest university, we're studying with God, and we are becoming kings of kings. Baba said in the Murli this morning, students sit in a school to make their fortune, to study, to pass an examination. There are many of those physical examinations. Here, it is in the hearts of you children that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you. Baba said, it is in our hearts. Let's look into the heart. How is the heart responding to this great fortune that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you? What do I feel in my heart knowing this? And Baba goes on to say, you know that we will study Raja Yoga with the Father and become kings of kings. We will study with the Father and we will become kings of kings. And take a moment now, while your hands are doing the chores, to absorb the relationship between this study. I am studying Raja Yoga. How am I studying? I'm not reading a book. I'm not reciting. I'm not writing things over and over and over on a paper. How am I studying? How am I a student? What is my curriculum? What does it look like to be a king of kings? When is this going to happen? And now Baba adds a little more information on this topic. He says, "It is I who once again am giving you children the self-sovereignty." Oh, this is the King of Kings. Self-sovereignty. "It is I who once again am giving you children the self-sovereignty. Sovereignty and making you into kings of kings." So the intellect now experiences self-sovereignty, sovereignty over myself, complete mastery, complete independence, complete accuracy, wisdom, all virtues. Take a moment now to experience this state of self-sovereignty, master of all my incredible spiritual power. Now we are feeling ourselves to be self-sovereign, so we're ready to understand who this teacher is. This teacher is such a great teacher that he can make us into self-sovereigns. But we have to have the proper relationship with the teacher. And so Baba says in the Murli, "The form and the relationship of souls with the Supreme Soul is a very deep matter. Not something you would study in any other university or school anywhere on the planet. The form and the relationship of souls with the Supreme Soul is such a deep matter. All of those physical relationships of maternal and paternal uncles are common. The very best human relationship I have, Baba says, it's common. This is a spiritual relationship. A spiritual relationship." So now take a moment to experience this spiritual relationship, spirit to spirit, teacher to student, creator to creation, the one who is making me into a self, sovereign, a king of kings. Take a moment to absorb and understand and experience a spiritual relationship. A relationship between two spirits, souls, eternal, incorporeal beings, and a very, very close relationship, so close that this teacher can tell us anything and everything. There's nothing that he hides from us. He knows everything. We can completely trust him. Even though we can't see him. And so Baba starts to explain how this spiritual relationship deepens. He says, I enter the body of Brahma. Those people have put Krishna's name instead of Brahma's. We might think that God would be upset, but he's not upset. He goes on to tell us, this too is fixed in the drama. It is only when a mistake is made that the Father can come and correct that mistake and make you free from making mistakes. Oh, this is what a self-sovereign means. Free from making mistakes. Baba said, this too, putting Krishna's name instead of Brahma's, this too is fixed in the drama. It is only when a mistake is made that the Father can come and correct that mistake and make you free from making mistakes. So let's add this to our experience now. I'm a student in God's university. I'm an incorporeal soul. I'm becoming a king of kings, which means a self-sovereign. And a self-sovereign is one who is free from making mistakes. Let me experience the joy, the lightness, the ease, the confidence of being free from making mistakes. The spontaneity, the creativity that comes from being completely free, not even knowing what a mistake is, not even having the concept of a mistake. And now Baba is getting us to trust the teacher, but it's different from other teachers we've had in the past. So also he wants us to relate to him properly. And Baba says to us, the Father explains to you with so much love. Now he's the teacher, but he's also the Father. The Father explains to you with so much love. He is such a great authority. He is the master who purifies the whole world. Now that our hearts have melted, Baba tells us, this drama, guess what? This drama is predestined. Every cycle, we all sit in this room wearing the same clothes, studying the same Murli. This drama is predestined. You have to go around the cycle. You, meaning the self-sovereigns who are the kings of kings, have to go around the cycle. No one knows this drama. How we are actors in the drama, how this cycle turns, who changes the land of sorrow into the land of happiness, only you know this. This is another quality of a king of kings. The king of kings knows things that nobody else knows. Let's take a moment to reflect on what is in our intellects that nobody else knows, that makes us self-sovereigns. In the future will make us into the kings of kings. What is in my intellect? How my intellect is becoming divine with this knowledge. Nothing trivial, nothing insignificant, nothing mean, nothing selfish in my intellect. Just the big picture. Every day in the Murli, Baba focuses on some point of the Murli, some point of the drama that we have completely misunderstood. And usually it has to do with the nature of happiness and the nature of sorrow. And today, Baba shares. First he says, you have to go all the way around the cycle. So what does that mean? Baba says, you now have the severe omens of Rahu over you. At first, the omens are very light. Now that the omens are severe, and we're crying out, make a donation and the omens will be removed. Not just my omens, but everyone's. Now we understand why our kings of kings worshipped. We made the donation. And then Baba says, the attainment is very great. For being the one who makes the donation, the attainment is very great. So we can take a moment now to experience these omens being removed, because of my donation of what I no longer want or need or like, you now have the severe omens of Rahu over you. At first, the omens are very light. Now make a donation and the omens can be removed. The attainment for doing this is very great. We'll experience ourselves being completely free of the vices and the omens and the whole world being free. And we will take this experience into traffic control. Oh wait, it's 1:45. I was looking at the clock wrong. Good. We have a few more. So we'll just experience the lightness that comes from making this donation. And now that we have donated the vices, the Father says, I alone will make you into the kings of kings. I alone will make you into the kings of kings. Therefore, remember me and the inheritance. Remember your 84 births. And let's pause and remember that, our whole cycle. Good omens and then bad omens. Kings of kings and then beggars. Remember your 84 births. A lot to remember. How we first came down. Our births of complete self-sovereignty, joy, lightness. Our silver aged births of increasing complexity. More variety. Decreasing power and energy. And then our copper aged births. At first the omens were very light. Small things went wrong. Vice, crime, violence. Abandonment. All of these increasing until the very end. Intense omens of Rahu. Anxiety, depression, addiction, warfare, and our 84th birth as a king of kings, the whole drama changes when we take our 84th birth. Remember your 84 births. This is why Baba has given you children the name spinners of the discus of self-realization. So you also need to have the knowledge of self-realization. So now we know King of King is a self-sovereign, and a self-sovereign is one who actually has knowledge of self-realization. How can I become my best? And part of it is I have to know my history. You need to have the knowledge of self-realization. This is why we need the Murli every day. And Baba warns us then, those who can't conquer the vices, he has to tell us this, those who can't conquer the vices cannot become kings of paradise. In a way, this is our security. Nobody's going to slip in by mistake. Those who can't conquer the vices cannot become kings of paradise. This is why the Father says, look, in the form of the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru, I am teaching you such good actions. I inspire you to have your sins absolved with the power of yoga. I make you into the kings of kings who are conquerors of sinful action. Or we could say those who made the donation of the vices, conquerors of sinful action. In fact, it is the deities of the Golden Age who are called the kings, who are conquerors of sinful action. We are now conquering sins. Oh, we're not washing dishes and fixing buildings and doing laundry. We're conquering sins at every moment. We are conquering sins. And let's take a moment to absorb this self-awareness. This is my real occupation. I am conquering sins. And then, when Baba finished with our daily dose, he looked at us very lovingly, especially he looked at you very lovingly because you were sitting right in front of him. And he said to the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada, the spiritual father. Now we know about our spiritual relationship. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. And because we now understand this spiritual relationship, we say the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. In a little while, we will enjoy our blessing, but we're going to have just 2 more minutes to absorb the entire Murli, and then I'm going to ask you to get with 2 or 3 other students of this university who speak your language and just share what you loved about the Murali, what amazed you about the Murali, what you really don't understand about the Murali, what you would like to practice from the Murali, what you would like to hear more from, anything. Okay? But just a couple of minutes of yoga to absorb the whole thing now. Okay. Find somebody to share with. 2-3 people. Something like that. You can move the chairs. These ones are movable. We just have to move them back again. And just share. Share the Murali. You can continue sharing for another 5 minutes or so until everybody has had a chance to share. Can you finish your sharing in another minute or so? Will that give you all enough time? Please finish your sharing and then put the chairs back. There's never an end to this, but please push the pause button. Put your chairs back. You can definitely finish sharing over lunch. We did the first step, which is listen to the Murali and absorb it. We did the second step, which is reflect and revise in our own minds. Some of you did the third step, which was record, write down things that you felt were significant. You just did the fourth step, which is share. And now the fifth step is practice. So for this step, write in your own notebook what point or points from this morning's Murali you would like to practice throughout this day. The sixth and final step is realize. And this step happens as you're practicing. You have insights, you have realizations. Things open up for you. Things fall away. So realize will happen during the day. And of course, as you practice, you will be cycling through all of these steps. Now, that was the end of the Murali back in the 1960s. But let's fast forward now to the present moment, and we students who have come here to claim our elevated fortune, to become kings of kings, self-sovereigns, conquerors of sin, nowadays we get a blessing at the end of the Murali. And a blessing is like a free bonus. And because you have come here with such noble aims, and since Baba has such high hopes in you, he's chosen you, he's brought you here, he's given you this amazing education, and then on top of it all, because it is, as he said, it's quite a steep road that we're following, we have a blessing. And your blessing today, may you have a right to blessings. May you have a right to blessings and a right to making progress. By keeping a balance between sadhana and sadhan, which is keeping a balance between making spiritual endeavor, sadhana, and using the facilities, sadhan. May you have a right to blessings and a right to making progress by keeping a balance between sadhana, making spiritual endeavor, and sadhan, using the facilities. Instead of making the facilities your support, because you're a self-sovereign, so you wouldn't make facilities your support, use the facilities on the basis of your sadhana, your spiritual effort. Make the facilities support your sadhana. Do not make any of the facilities the basis for your progress. Otherwise, when the facilities fluctuate, your zeal and enthusiasm will also fluctuate. Because of your making the facilities your support, the Father is removed from being in between. This is why there is fluctuation. Together with the facilities, here's the balance, together with the facilities, let there also be sadhana, spiritual endeavor. And you will experience the Father's blessings in every task. Blessings come from sadhana, not from sadhan. Together with the facilities, let there also be sadhana, and you will experience the Father's blessings in every task, and your zeal and enthusiasm will not decrease. Take that blessing. It's a wonderful blessing, isn't it? And only those who are enrolled in this unique university of becoming kings and kings get this blessing. However, what does Baba tell us to do with all of the gifts we receive from him? Share them with others, yeah. Share them with others. And that was another thing that Brahma Baba loved, which we will investigate during the 2 weeks we have together. First, we have the murli, which he loved, silence, which he loved, and also he loved world service. So share with each other, the most elevated students in this university, but also in our yoga. We'll finish with a couple minutes of yoga, and we will share with the world all of these gifts which we received from the murli today. Okay? Sharing our gifts with the world so that every soul in the world might attain their highest level of elevated attainment. I become a tiny point of light. With a divine intellect. Radiating spiritual power to all the souls of the world. All my brothers. A king of kings is one who liberates everyone from suffering. Baba has given me the secrets of the drama. He's given me a clear and specific role to play. He's promised me great attainments. And I share this power with all of my brothers. May all souls know that their Father has come, our Father has come, to make us great and take us back home. May all souls let go of their burdens and step away from lives of sin. May all souls recognize the divinity within them. May all souls come to the Father. And surrender everything that is useless. So that they might claim their inheritance. Baba is making me into a king of kings, the very highest in this elevated university. He's giving me the gift of self-sovereignty. I am a conqueror of sin. And I will then be a deity, a king of kings.